This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Thick pieces of white bread. Texas toast. Just sandwiched right there in the middle.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
I bet they made him breakfast the next morning, too. That's the good thing about those big girls. You wake up beside them, next day they'll take care of you. They don't just leave or ask you to leave. Next morning you're going to get fed.
Going to brunch with them is not about the Instagram pictures. It is not about the mimosas.
It's about the satisfaction of brunch.
It's not about the Instagram captions. They want the biscuits and gravy too. Matter of fact, they're like, hey, you know what? Let's just go to Cracker Barrel. Give me an Uncle Herschel's.
It's funny you mentioned Uncle Herschel's because that's what I usually get.
I know, Cody.
On 1340 WKGN.
Brian Williams. Thank God for Brian Williams just being honest with us.
In a world full of faking, he just wanted the big women and bacon.
Arms.
Hour 2 kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. It's giveaway time, courtesy of our friends at GNJ Auto Graphics. We've been telling you, go to Fan Run Radio, click on their logo, register to win. We're going to be doing this weekly. It's Friday. It's time to do our giveaway. Let's bring on Jeff. Jeff, thanks for joining the show. Thanks for all your help. Excuse me. Let's get setted. We're giving an exterior, interior detail job. Before we give it away, tell the people what all this includes.
Hey, pleasure to be here. Thanks so much. So it's a complete detail package. That's a nice, wonderful wash and decontamination on the exterior surfaces of your vehicle, along with, and this one could be for the soccer moms as well, my friends. We got a nice vacuum and a nice detail on the interior to clean up some of that grime from the day-to-day, and your car is going to be looking beautiful when this thing is done. It's roughly, depending on the dirt on the interior, you know, it's roughly about a $300 value, so really stoked to get this going.
Taking the kids to football practice, they got mud and dirt everywhere, and you're going to get it right up clean for them. All right, it's giveaway time. Let's go to it. All right, the winner, Michael Edwards. Michael Edwards, congratulations. You can get your vehicle cleaned, detailed, have you looking nice, the insides and the outsides, courtesy of our friends at GNJ Auto Graphics.
Nice work, Michael. What kind of car is he driving?
You know, I don't know what kind of car he's driving. Hopefully it's something nice and big, that way you guys can get it looking really nice, have it popping.
That's awesome. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you, Jeff, for coming on.
All right, brother. Have a wonderful day.
Michael Edwards, congratulations. You are our winner of the interior exterior detail job, courtesy of GNJ Auto Graphics. Russell will have another giveaway coming up at 5:05. I believe he's giving up the window tint. Okay. Nerve-wracking. I just changed somebody's life.
How about it?
Got him a free car.
Kind of wish it was me.
Detail job.
Is that a frozen helmet you were getting right there out of the box? It seemed like it was kind of staged. Just calling it out. I said, I know I was entered in that giveaway. I didn't get it. Sam.
Hour 2 headlines. I don't even know who the hell Michael Edwards is. I don't care.
Seemed like it.
If I would have picked.
You went straight to that thing right
let
there.
Let me know if you would have won, I would have vetoed it. That actually happened to me one time. We were giving away this real big refrigerator. Then my girlfriend won it, and they thought I'd set it up, and they wouldn't let her have it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been pissed.
I was like, when I first started working here, and they wouldn't let her have it, so it would look fishy. I was all right.
Oh, I'd have been, nice I was going to say, I've been mad. It's like, who cares? It's a fridge.
Yeah, well, I didn't get it.
I could use some card detailing myself.
Yeah, I could too. I should have said I won. Oh, wow, it's me.
What do you know?
Wow, good job. All right, give us some hour two headlines.
All right, well, I was going to give that statement from Alec Baldwin after the tragedies that kind of happened on the set. I guess that happened last night. He said, "There are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, a wife, mother, and deeply admired colleague of ours. I'm fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how this tragedy occurred, and I am in touch with her husband, offering my support to him and his family. My heart is broken for her husband, their son, and all who knew and loved Helena." So that was the statement that he released after everything that has kind of happened. So it's the first time he's kind of really said anything about it. Sad, man. That's really sad when you kind of put it like that, talking about the kid and everything. That's tough.
For everything too, he'd had a tweet that he was asking someone or quote tweeting some stories. Like, I wonder what it's like to kill somebody.
Yeah, I saw that. That was like from a few years ago or something.
No, he doesn't. He's trying to be sarcastic about someone else. And now here he is. Everyone's quote tweeting that tweet. I mean, anybody that has any type of conscience would feel awful about this.
Right.
You got to live with that, knowing you took the life of somebody else.
Yeah, and like you said, think about the family, everything like that. That's pretty rough. So we'll see if any other kind of details come out about that. We have an investigation continuing as Congress is now seeking documents and information from the NFL's investigation into the Washington football team. They want to know. They want to get behind the scenes, John. Know what the hell's going on. We also had John Gruden, who really haven't really heard anything from him other than him kind of apologizing or whatever right as he resigned. Basically, he told a producer from Real Sports HBO, "The truth will come out soon," was the quote from John Gruden. So, I don't know, John. Sounds like there's a lot more stuff behind the scenes we don't know about, stuff that's going to be getting leaked out here.
It sounds like he's going full Papa John.
Oh, yeah.
Which Papa John was right, by the way. Papa John was right. He hasn't gotten his company back, but when the truth came out, he did look a lot better out of it. So maybe Gruden is...
I don't think he's going to look any better out of it, to be honest. But I think it is good to kind of see what else is going on. Crack down on the other guys that are doing this kind of, you know, inappropriate stuff, whatever. So... kind of crazy that Congress had to jump on this. Two House Democrats pressing Commissioner Goodell to provide the findings, because again, they fined the Washington football team. They did all that after the investigation, didn't release anything that they found. Kind of crazy. Going back to last night's game, just staying in the NFL, D'Ernest Johnson. Did you guys see the story about this guy? Dude, let's give this guy some flowers, man. How about it? How about him DMing every AAF team requesting a tryout?
He is a feather in the cap for the people who think that running backs, that there's plenty of them out there. You know, he looked good last night. They pretty much brought him off the street, like you said.
Yeah.
Begging
for an opportunity with an AAF team. And then, of course, got his first career start and 146 yards and a touchdown.
Was this guy something in college? I feel like I'm familiar with his name.
He's from South Florida. So
yeah,
I don't really
remember. Tailback at South Florida.
Okay, so he's at South Florida.
Do you remember him there, Hayden?
Yeah, he's a pretty good running back.
Okay. I didn't watch a lot of South Florida games.
I don't think I did either. Maybe I just don't know the name, but
he was there when they had that. I'm trying to remember that quarterback's name. Was it Flowers? Was the quarterback?
Yeah, so I mean, like,
sounds right.
It would have been the year, I guess, they gave UCF a game too, as well, right?
Yeah.
That big game.
Yeah.
Okay. Good for him, man. Like, and he looked good, and I would imagine that he will not be going back to the practice squad anytime soon. And if he is, somebody's going to claim him. Somebody's going to trade for him. What do you do if you're the Browns? Yeah, I mean, like, do you just risk cutting him? Do you try to trade him? Do you wait to see what happens with Chubb and Hunt? Because, I mean, both those... I guess Hunt's going to the IR.
Yeah.
He's not out for the year, the 3 week IR.
He's not out for the IR. He's going for the, or he's not out for the year. He's going for, to the short term IR.
Gotcha.
And then Chubb, you know, I would imagine will be back next week. So I guess Johnson will stay up in the rotation for now, at least.
Yeah. And then probably go get some pretty decent sized contract in the offseason and then be a bust. That would be my prediction for D'Ernest Johnson. Come on. We've seen this. Peyton Hillis was on the cover of Madden 12. You forgot about that guy?
Peyton Hillis wasn't a one-hit wonder, though. I mean, Peyton Hillis had a good year.
He had one good year, one okay year, and then he was pretty bad the rest of the time.
It was also a joke that he was on the cover of Madden. It was the year they let fans vote on
it. Was that what that was? Yeah. He did have a good year the year prior.
I mean, he had 1,100 yards, 1,200 yards.
What do you have the year following that?
587.
Okay, so pretty big step
and then
back.
He played 10 games. He played 16 games in 2010. Had 1177, 11 touchdowns, a 4.4 yards per carry average. And then it was a fan vote, and the Brownies just went out and all their fans voted for him.
Showed the support. He did have a little breakout because I feel like 1,200 yards, I feel like he didn't start the whole season. Didn't he kind of come in, maybe not halfway through the year, but a few games into the season and then kind of broke out? I remember him just having a couple breakout games.
He started like only 14 games, so
Took
him 2 games.
Couple games. Want to move to college football. Oklahoma State signing Gundy to a new contract. 5-year contract for him.
This time he didn't even have to try to leverage it into, leverage any openings into a raise. He just got one because they beat Texas and are a top 10 team.
Undefeated still. Rocking and rolling. How about them Cowboys? Gundy, we think he's pretty good. I mean, where does he rank amongst college coaches now? A lot of guys kind of taking a step back.
He's been consistent.
He's been pretty, I was going to say, one of the more consistent coaches. I mean, Oklahoma State always seems like they're right there. Not a lot of down years for them.
Especially when you consider what Oklahoma State, used to be. And especially, them being second in their own state by a good margin.
Mm-hmm.
Where I rank Gundy, I don't know. What do you think, Hayden?
I mean, is he an offensive guy?
Yeah, he's an offensive
guy.
I feel like... it's kind of picky, but they've been a defensive team the last few years.
I mean, that's fine. That
was last year as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the last few years they have been like that. Hubbard was good, but
it just shows growth.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say. I feel like they're always
in the mix,
but they're never like the top team. They haven't been the top team since 2011 when Whedon and
They finished number 3 in the country.
They should have went to the national. Didn't they lose somebody late in the season, kind of a heartbreaker?
Well, 2011 was when Alabama and LSU played. Okay. So,
Oklahoma State lost to somebody late in the year they shouldn't have, and that pretty much.
It looked like his time was coming to an end there when he followed up, three straight 10-3 seasons with 7-6 and 8-5, but got back on track last year during the COVID, and now 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the T-shirt thing galvanized the team because he was coming off of 2 lackluster seasons. One American News Network or whatever it was, the OANN. He wore that shirt and all his black players were like, hold on a second, player, you can't wear that. And he's like, okay, my bad. But since then, I want to say that was right before the COVID year, right? And since then, he's 14-3.
Wow, pretty impressive.
Mike Gundy, he's firmly a top 15 coach. I guess you have to give him.
I was gonna say it doesn't feel like you could say top 10, but I mean,
top 15,
definitely top 20 at the least for sure. One last little headline for you: staying in college football. This seems a little problematic to me, boys. Georgia to play both, not one, but both JT Daniels and Stenson Bennett for the remainder of the season. So they're gonna have a little dual quarterback for the rest of the year. Maybe it doesn't matter with that good defense, but I don't know. This seems a little problematic when you have two quarterbacks. We've talked about this before.
It seems a situation where the coaches think that JT Daniels is better, but the players like Stetson Bennett better.
Honestly, Stetson Bennett has played overall better. I know JT Daniels has been kind of banged up, but looked kind of rough in the opening game against Clemson.
They're both just the epitome of average in college. I think everybody who was saying JT Daniels is going to be the Heisman this year was crazy, just like they did with Jamie Newman last year. Just because it's Georgia's quarterback, I would say it's more likely that somebody on that defense wins their quarterback at this point. But I did see Stetson Bennett ranked at like 7th or 8th on the Heisman watch this past week.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there's just not a lot of options this year.
Being 7th or 8th doesn't mean a damn thing.
It doesn't, but still kind of shocking. He hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
let's just no. I mean, like if you're on a winning, an undefeated team, you're going to get some nods in the Heisman. Very rarely does it go to a team that isn't at least somewhat in the top 10.
I mean, the worst team to win the Heisman is probably Lamar's team, right?
No, I mean Tebow won it that year. He was like 8-5, right?
Wasn't Lamar's team bad though, or was that the year after he won it?
They were
Lamar's
like,
team was pretty good. I mean, they
I thought they were like 7-6 or something like that.
Yeah.
No,
it was a different year then.
I mean, that was the team that went to Clemson and like probably should have beaten them. Then their wide receiver ran out of bounds.
That I saw a stat today that was the Pitt game this weekend is the first time that Clemson's been ACC underdog since that game.
Since then,
yeah, they were 1-point underdogs to Lamar.
And that was at Clemson too.
Yeah,
that's how good Lamar was. So I'm wow. assuming that team was not 8-5. But let me check. If you look at their records by year, I mean, I guess that'd been 2016. They
were 2016.
They were
yep.
9-4. So I mean, I guess they weren't okay. great. I thought they were better than that. Did lose the ball game, so 9-3, I guess, before then. Got as high as number 3 in the country. It's probably after they beat the hell out of Florida State. Go back to headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. How you feeling about your college football picks this week, Hayden? What was he? 17-6. My last 23. Is that what he kept saying, or what was it?
Well, after the Syracuse game last Friday, it was 18-6-1.
18-6-1, and how's that gone for you since? I haven't heard much about it this week, so I'm imagining it didn't go well for you last week. I know you went 3-2 in NFL. What college? How'd you do?
Well, college, I went 2-5, but on Saturday I went 1-5. So plus the Coastal game.
Oh yeah, you weren't here for that yesterday. So
I was 1-6.
I feel like you owe me an apology for all the Coastal talk I've had to endure from you for a year and a half, Jamie.
The onside
well exposed a little bit.
The onside kick changed the game.
Who called the onside kick?
I mean, App State. they outcoached them. I thought. I mean, Dale Jones had a good scheme for the. For the Coastal offense.
That's what they were saying before the game, and then, like, you know, Coastal scored 2 touchdowns pretty quickly in the first quarter. Although,
and they beat them pretty handily last year, too. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, like, the 2 touchdowns Coastal had were, I don't want to call them fluky, because the first one was just, like, quarterback threw a perfect pass on, like, that 3rd and 10. Like,
yeah,
that was about as perfect of a pass you could have. Then they kind of got bailed out on a pass interference. And then the second touchdown, they kind of just got, like, a scramble drill and – quarterback made a good athletic play with a jump pass, and then the wide receiver just outran everybody. But yeah, your boy kind of got exposed a little bit. So you're already 0-1, I guess, for your locks this week. So do you feel like you're on top of the gambling world anymore? Because, like, you were
no
on fire last week. Have you been cooled off?
No. Yeah, and then the Louisiana Lafayette game last night didn't go well.
You all right?
Who'd they play?
Butch. And I really, really wanted to put money on Arkansas State because they weren't starting Black when they were starting the backup quarterback, and he's better.
They're 18-point dogs, right?
Yeah.
Only
yeah.
lost by one?
Yeah.
And which sucks for Butch because then he had to do his press conference, and the picture from the press conference is sad. He's sitting there, and it looked very empty.
I think they're like 1-7 now, 1-6, something like that. They've only won one game.
It looked very empty in there, and he's doing his cliches about how they're improving. A couple weeks ago, he said they don't even like work out right before the games. Like we don't stretch and do the pregame stuff the right way.
Yeah, it's
good.
But I wanted to take Arkansas State plus 18, but I was just like, oh, well, they could get blown out. So I just took the over, and it was 28-27 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. And
what was the over under?
70. So I need two touchdowns and.
Oh, that's not that bad of a beat then, I guess.
But it's just like. Louisiana Lafayette got the ball at their own 5-yard line and proceeded to have a 23-play drive that just milked the clock 12 minutes off the clock and kneed the ball out. It's brutal.
So you're not on top of the world anymore?
No. No.
What about you, Draven? How'd your college football picks do last week?
I think I went like 2-3. I don't think I went over 500 once. I've either went 500 or a game below pretty much every single week. pretty impressive consistency wise, honestly. Really though, like, I mean, you know what you're going to get out of me. If you're looking at my picks, you're going to say, "Hey, we're going to pick about two of those, and then the rest, yeah, it's about it." So I'm not too mad about
it. It's just deciding the two to pick.
I am coming for my crown in the NFL, though, Hayden.
Is Cam sending his picks
snag it right
in?
Off your head.
Yeah, he sent them to me.
He sent them in?
I got both of them, yeah.
Okay. You just copying his college picks this week?
No, I actually texted him back out of respect for him. I would not copy any of his picks, although I do want to.
Okay. This is a college football weekend that you just kind of either need to pay attention to your team and kind of skip it, or you just got to be heavily invested in the gambling, I would say, to make it interesting, because the actual breakdown, not great. I mean, I'm a little interested, I guess, in Clemson-Pittsburgh. Just a little bit. Not really, just because watching Clemson's offense is brutal. But I kind of do want to see Clemson's defense against Pittsburgh's offense.
Yeah.
Clemson's defense has still, you know, been really good. And obviously, we know Kenny Pickett's been one of the top quarterbacks in the country.
I think they have the best team. Pitt does, like, overall offense and defensive wise, like they shut down, dominated that game against Virginia Tech last week. I mean,
was it like 28-7, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Virginia Tech.
They're not the worst team.
No, but I mean, it's not.
The ACC's just bad.
Well, man, if you're telling me that they're going to be the best team in the ACC, sure, but like they're 5-1 or 6-1, whatever the hell they are, 5-1 with the best quarterback in the country, and they're still ranked 25th. Like, no one's buying this team.
If they didn't have that loss to, was it, Western Michigan, yeah, they'd probably be top 20 at least.
Yes, if they
top
were undefeated,
15.
They'd be top 20, yes. That is fair. They'd be top 15 probably, but they're not undefeated. That's my point. They lost to Western Michigan.
They're also 6-1 against the spread this year.
And Clemson is 0-7 against the spread in their last seven games.
Got a little Kansas City Chiefs action going for them, huh?
No kidding.
Clemson's 20-3 straight up their last 23 road games.
Okay. You guys ready to make your picks after the break?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll make some picks after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. College football picks this weekend brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. We're talking college, but in the NFL, they're giving everyone a risk-free $10 bet every week. If you didn't use it last night, which Draven, yours lost, right? You didn't get the rushing yards from Melvin Gordon. Good call on that. Idiot. He had less than 20 yards.
Thank you.
All you gotta do is bet a same game parlay with three legs or more. If your bet wins, keep the cash. If not, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. You got fast payouts. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. It's America's number one sports book for a reason. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS to also receive 30-1 enhanced odds on the Sunday afternoon matchup between Houston and Arizona, where you can turn a $5 bet into $150. I would imagine no one's taking Houston, take Arizona. That's promo code TALKSPORTS, something that we sent you. It's exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Do you have your laptop over there? You haven't been using your laptop,
I can
right?
get it out.
Well, you don't have to. I just didn't know if you had like the updated standings. You don't have to.
I can get them on Twitter, too. I posted it. There's not enough room for all this stuff to go on over here, you know. But
I feel like everyone always has a computer over there, but you do you, man. I mean, it's fine. It's whatever.
I'll just put them in after the show, if that's okay with you.
No, that's completely fine with me. I'm not. It's your barbecue, Cyrus.
All right. So, college football standings, it is.
Yeah, I was just curious how we did, where we're standing. I mean, we usually do that before the picks to kind of give people an idea if somebody's hot, if somebody's cold, fade.
Okay, so we'll start out with first
place. Two things I'm in first place in, actually.
John's first place, he's 18-9, 66%.
Two-thirds of your picks. Wow.
Not bad. And four out of seven is locked, so 57%.
And really, if you throw away Louisiana, which wasn't a lock, I don't know why you keep calling that a lock. It wasn't a lock. Be 4-2, which is, again, 66%. So really just a 66% man.
He went 2-2 last week and lost his lock. Georgia first half versus Kentucky.
And then Georgia got a touchdown punched into them to ruin my winning week streak as well, which that's fine. Snap and clear, whatever. Should have been 3-1.
Cam's in second place. He's 28-15. That's 65%. He's 5-2 in his locks.
Pretty good.
71%.
Me and Cam holding it down.
Cam went 5-3 last week.
Okay.
Missed his lock, though.
Gained a couple games
on
me.
In third place, I'm 27-28. It's 49%. 4-3 in my locks, but 4-4 now, so that's not great.
And you're 27 and 29 now.
Yeah, that's true too.
Oh man,
I went 2-5 last week.
All that talking.
Yep. Missed that Florida game.
It's funny.
I mean, that Florida game was
the
terrible.
Florida game was more than a loss. The Florida game, you were talking about, and I talked, you know, they quit, John. They've quit. I'm telling you right now, they quit. Anyways. Well, Draven, how did he do last week? Is it 2-2, 2-3?
Draven is 15-18, 45%.
15-18.
And he went
really
2-3 last week in college.
It's coming for him.
All right, with that being said.
And he is the only one who got his lock, too.
With that being said, let's ride. Or are you doing Cam's picks first or yourself?
Which one would you prefer?
Buddy, I don't care. Whichever one you want to do.
Let me go first. Let's change.
No, I go first every week.
Hey, let's change it up a little bit.
I'm
27
going first.
And 28. How about that? Let's change it up.
You have a worse record than me.
Right, but it's not like something you should be like clear.
Draven, I've beaten you in both of them. So, like.
Well, I'm coming for him.
You're the only person
you
I'm beating
both.
In both.
I'm coming for you in both. Okay, go ahead,
he
Princess.
Can say that to
go
you,
ahead.
I'm beating you in both. I could say it to Cam.
I'm coming for the NFL crown. I'm coming for the NFL crown. Yeah. Barely. You guys are both terrible.
You can't say you're beating anybody in both.
No.
We'll see after this weekend.
You're not even. Yeah, I mean. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going 5-0 in these picks.
All
at
right.
least 4-1.
All go right. for it. Whoever's going, go.
Well,
I'll go. Okay,
go
so.
Somebody go.
First pick, I got Purdue +3.5 against Wisconsin this week. I don't think Wisconsin should be favored against anybody. Purdue had a big win last week.
Is that
I
game at Wisconsin? It is, isn't it?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Then I like Pitt -3 at home against Clemson. I like Oklahoma State +7 against Iowa State. I'm not really sure about that line, but I think Oklahoma State's just better, and it'll be a close game regardless.
By the way, Pitt is at 3.5 on FanDuel right now.
Okay.
Just
fine.
A heads up. And that's I think Oklahoma State's 7.5, if that changes that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. I like Oregon +1
against
Chip Kelly and UCLA. Ohio State -21. I think they're trying to embarrass everyone they play. They're going to embarrass Indiana this weekend. -21 for them. And then tonight's game, a little Friday night game, I like Memphis UCF -65. Watched UCF's offense last week. And obviously the last 2 weeks are just terrible without Dylan Gabriel and Gus. Could not figure out how to run that offense with this new team. So I like Memphis UCF -65. Then my lock was Coastal, but that's already lost. So, you want to do Cams now? Let's just move on.
Coastal. It's not good when you go with the early week lock and lose.
And lose a bet board there, too, buddy.
Yeah. Bet board, yeah.
It's fine.
Bet board, what's it matter?
Okay, he has, here's Cams. He has Illinois at Penn State -55 or 45.5.
In that scenario, like the bet board. Bet would be an adjective and board would be the noun. Like he didn't lose a board.
Yeah.
Where if you say board is the adjective and bet is the noun. So you did lose a bet. So that would be the difference.
Yep.
That's how English works.
I didn't need that. So
you asked a question. I figured I'd answer.
Been pretty clean this week, though, with my grammar and English so far. I haven't had a lot of mistakes.
Been keeping it short and choppy. Fifth grade level.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's a best way to do it sometimes. Go ahead, Hayden. Cam locks these unders in these big 10 games, doesn't he?
Illinois at Penn State under 45.5. He likes UConn, MTSU -55.5.
Oh,
what are we doing?
If you're watching that game, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, if you bet the under, maybe don't watch. Just keep checking your phone and keep hoping that time's running.
UCLA,
like
Oregon, UCLA -60.5. See, I like that one. Oregon, UCLA
under 60.5.
I almost put that on mine, crossed it off, but I do like that one. So I don't know what that means, but Georgia Tech at Virginia -64.5. All these are unders. Actually, this one's not. Ohio State at Indiana over 58.5, and NC State -3.5 at Miami. And his lock of the week is Oklahoma State +4.5 first half at Iowa State.
Okay.
I kind of like the last two.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing for Cam.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I'm just not going to touch it.
All right, Dre, let's go.
Come on. We need
Shake
this.
It off.
We need this right here,
Shake
man.
Shake it off. Give it
four
to the
4-1 week at the least. 4-1, 5-0.
I feel like you said that
here
last
we go.
Week.
Here we go.
Didn't you say that? I think you said that.
He said that every week.
I said I felt good about my picks. I felt great.
Every week.
great about my picks this week. I really do. Man, here we go. Let's get this ball rolling. Hayden.
Is anybody out there taking these picks? Is anyone like, you know what, Draven, let's go. I'm riding with you.
I was the NFL king, so they're taking my NFL picks. But college,
What's the operative word right there?
Were you bragging about how you was the king? Like, I used to have it back in the day. I had it rolling. That's sad.
I'm gonna guarantee
a winning week. At least 3-2. Oh, so guarantee.
What happens if it doesn't?
Last time you did this, you're on the hook for $1,000 with Derrick Henry, just for the record.
Yeah.
When you guaranteed something. Now, I'm not.
Oh, by the way, are you spending the night here this weekend?
You didn't bring your stuff? What time are you clocking in? Like, you got work tonight, right? No, you said you're off. He said he's off. So what time
are you off? Wow.
9 or 10? Like, by 11 o'clock? Is that fine? 11 o'clock? You got to be here?
Yeah, we said 11.
Like that.
Said 11.
Yeah, I'll text you guys.
You're not coming, are you?
Yes, sure. Whatever.
Do you believe him?
No. He's not going to be here.
You sure that was this weekend? I thought we said that was a different weekend.
No, we specifically said the Alabama weekend. You know why it's this weekend? It's because the stupid Cowboys aren't playing this weekend.
It was said, you know, while the, you wanted to be here while the Cowboys were on a bye.
Just let me know when you guys are done so I can get to my picks.
We have a commitment. You're coming tonight and staying the weekend?
I thought it was Saturday through Sunday.
No.
Who said that?
No.
Friday's not the weekend?
It's.
Yes.
From Friday night. Until
Friday
until
at 6 o'clock is what the judge used to say when my parents' divorce hearings every the weekend started at 6 o'clock on Fridays.
Kind of like that too.
What about tomorrow? I'll come in tomorrow morning.
No.
I got stuff to do tonight, man.
No, you literally told us you had nothing to do. It's like it feels good not to have anything to do on a Friday.
Yep.
I have a date. What if I have a date?
Bring her here.
Yep. Yeah, that's what. That's
for
what
11 o'clock
to
tonight. And
imagine it's the first time you meet a girl on a first date and you invite her here. This bomb shelter. She would not come in.
She would not.
7 o'clock on Monday mornings when you get out. So
what, Hayden? What are you saying?
7 o'clock on Monday
there?
Mornings when you get out. That's what we decided. When 3 and out comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, can I get to my picks?
He's not gonna do it.
I'll do it. You lose all your board bets that you have for this year, and now I'm undefeated.
I'm not coming in tonight. Tomorrow morning.
No.
It's the weekend. That's what you originally said.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Draven, I will find the tape. I promise you.
After I get off Friday night, which I usually get off at 11. I'll come here at 11. Okay, yeah. I'll come here at 11:30.
That's fine. You can come here at 11:30 at night.
That's fine.
All right. I'll do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're FaceTiming.
You have to be here at 6.
I'll even give you my key card.
Yeah, make sure you give him his key card.
I will. Just give me the damn key card in general.
Why?
Because you're always late.
That is true.
When do you ever need the key card?
When are you here? With
voluntary action.
Yeah.
The only time. That's the only reason I have it.
I have picks, by the way, that I'm really excited about, and I'm guaranteeing a winning week over here.
Well, I know, but when you say guarantee, I've said it once. I'll say it a million times. You have to have something on the line.
Yep.
You can't just throw out guarantees for nothing.
Guarantee.
Like, right. Last time you guaranteed something and it didn't happen again.
That's not always true. Charles Barkley throws out a lot of guarantees
out
there.
It's a joke. It's a bit with him.
Feel like a bit for me, too, to be honest.
Well, I don't subscribe to it. If somebody guarantees something, you got to put your money where your mouth is. And I don't mean like actual money all the time, just something on the line.
My college football picks reputation's on the line this week. How about
don't
that?
Don't have much
that,
one
you
already.
Don't have, yeah, that reputation is probably negative. You've been doing yourself a favor to lose that reputation.
What do you want me to do, John?
Bring us donuts on Monday.
Okay. Since I don't already bring you guys food almost every morning, every other day.
A punishment on the line if you don't go at least three and two.
I have picks to get to, and we're going through.
If you don't go at least better than 500, I'll give you ties if you go 2-2 or 2-1-1.
2-2-1.
Yeah, whatever it is. You can do that, but if you don't, you owe us another punishment. Another punishment on the line.
If you do go
at least 4-1, Hayden knows a punishment.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Here we go.
We'll just do bad to head versus you and Hayden.
Let's go, Hayden.
I don't want to do that. I already have a loss.
Oh, come coward.
Here.
I already have a loss.
And I'm the
go
coward.
Go ahead. Give me picks.
All right.
It's taking forever.
I know. I'm actually with you on this one, Hayden. Don't like to agree with you, but I agree with you on this one. Pitt, -3.5. Just don't understand why Clemson... This spread is as close as it is. The defense, yeah, they're going to keep them in the game. But Pitt can move the ball, man. They average like over 40 points a game. Pick it. I'm all in. -3.5, Pitt. A little worried that they might win by a field goal. I hate that half point, but I'm still going to take it anyways. Give me Pitt. I also like UCLA. I'm actually going to flip-flop on you on this one, Hayden. UCLA -1.5. Oregon, I said it earlier. I may have said it earlier. Maybe I didn't. Oregon is 1-6 in their last 7 games in Pac-12 conference against the spread. 1-6. They struggle. On the other hand, UCLA has actually covered pretty well. They're 5-2 overall. They're 5-2 against the spread. Every time they win, they take care of business. They take care of the spread. They're at home. Oregon looked awful last weekend. Awful. UCLA got me money last week. They're one of my picks that I got right. Going to keep riding that train. Come on. Choo-choo. UCLA, -1.5. Let's go. Let's ride. I feel great about that one. Actually, that might be my lock. I'll let you know. All right. LSU +8.5 at Ole Miss. John, Matt Corral, still a little shaken up. Actually, might not even play in this game. Man, LSU, running attack, pounding ground. They figured out something last week. Ole Miss does not have the front that Florida has. They could run the football well, control the clock. They're playing for Coach O, man. They're playing for the guy. Say what you want to say about Coach O. I do think these players are a little fired up for him. They're going to come out. I think I would maybe even sprinkle a little bit of that money line. A little bit of that money line. I'll take LSU, though. +8.5. Way too many points. Way too many points for, again, potentially a backup quarterback for the Rebels. I also like Oklahoma State. I'm right there with you. The +7.5. What's up with this spread? Does he might want to explain to me why it's +7.5? Oklahoma State, defense, Spencer Sanders is healthy. Like, it's not like they have a backup quarterback rolling out there. Iowa State, yeah, they've looked better. Everybody kind of forgot about them after they lost to Baylor and who was at Iowa in the first 4 weeks of the season. But Iowa State, they've not really impressed me whatsoever. Beat up on Kansas and beat Kansas State. Is that anything to really write home about? Not a buyer. Not a buyer in Iowa State. Oklahoma State will at least cover. I think they should probably win outright as well. Give me the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? And then, nightcap, BYU -3.5 at Washington State. I don't know if you guys heard in the news, Washington State's without not only their head coach, but like I believe I saw, was it 5-6 other staff members as well? Like, I get it. I get what you're thinking, Hayden. Well, the Raiders, they lost their head coach and they look like they rallied. This isn't just a head coach. This is, again, multiple staff members. Seems like a significant loss. Yes, BYU, I know, maybe a little overrated. They were number 10 in the nation. They lose to Boise State. They lose to Baylor. Tough game on the road. They find a way, take care of business. Washington State's been overrated. They've had 2 decent wins. They beat up on Stanford, who's not very good. They beat up on another week, I believe, Oregon State on the road in a close game. No. BYU, they win these kind of games right here. -3.5. Love the Cougars. Let's ride. BYU. Those all picks are good, huh? Oh, God, I feel great about those picks. Let's lock in.
I feel like I've been drugged listening to that.
Let's make UCLA -1.5 my lock. I really love UCLA this weekend. Okay. Oregon does not play well in these big games, in big Pac-12 games. They don't.
Okay. All right, let's get started. You writing these down? You ready to go? Not just you, Hodden, but everyone listening, because you are listening to your college football expert.
You actually want to write these down?
66% against the spread. 66% with my locks, too, because, again, we're throwing out that bogus Louisiana game that was not a lock. Okay, let's start. Give me Wake Forest and Army to go under 52.5. You hear that? Under 52.5 for Wake Forest and Army. The under has gone 7-0 when Army faces a ranked opponent under Monken. Take the air out of the ball. We know that. They're going to run long drives. That leads to shorter games. The total has gone under in 4 straight meetings between Clawson and Monken. Or I guess 3 straight with Clawson and Monken. 4 straight just for the teams in general. Give me the under. I like that. Give it to me. This is going to be an Army game. They might win outright, but they're going to keep Wake Forest's offense grounded. Give me, actually, I'm going to ride the train. Does this mean we all have this team, Oklahoma State, +7.5?
Oh, no. That's a bad sign.
But yes.
He had the first half.
Yeah. First half was 4.5, yeah.
I mean,
yeesh.
Oklahoma State.
Might like that better, actually.
Oklahoma State, 12-3 against the spread in their last 15 games as an underdog. That simple. I'm going to keep riding it. They've covered 4 straight, and they're 10-3 outright under Mike Gundy against Iowa State. They ain't got to win this game. They just got to lose by less than 7.5. Might be a sucker bet. Feels like a sucker bet.
We might be a defense, though. I mean, they should be able to keep it close.
We might all be sitting here feeling like suckers on Monday, but I'll take Oklahoma State +7.5. Bet number 3. God, I don't feel good about this one at all. I'm not going to watch a second of it. I'm just going to not even check the score while it's on either. I'm just going to wait to see what happens at 3:30. But give me Northwestern. Give me Northwestern. I like some trends in this. Northwestern 25-12 against the spread in conference games over the last 5 years. Fitzgerald knows what he's doing when it comes to the Big Ten. Northwestern 20-9 against the spread in road games. Their last 29 games. 11-4-1 against the spread as a double-digit underdog since 2015. 33-18 against the spread as a road underdog under Pat Fitzgerald. 14-4 since 2015. And then if that's not enough for you, Jim Harbaugh. 4-8 against the spread in its last 12 games, coming off of more than 6 days rest. They get a little sloppy under Harbaugh. Michigan in general, 4-11 in their last 15, coming off more than 6 days of rest. Add all that up, I like Northwestern. Don't love the pick. I don't want to watch any of it. But maybe it'll just be an ugly, low-scoring Big Ten football game.
What's the spread?
23.5.
Okay.
Northwestern.
Ugh. Give me Clemson plus 3.5.
Oh, wow.
You guys all like Pittsburgh. That's fine. It doesn't feel good making this pick, but I believe in teams with chips on their shoulder. I do. And Dabo is going to be able to go in there and say, we're underdogs. Us? Us? You guys are doubting us? Dabo, that's been pretty good for him. He's 18-10 against the spread as an underdog since his first full season. He can usually rally the troops. Maybe they still lose by a field goal. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, because if Clemson's going to have a chance, it has to be a low-scoring game. So, you know, maybe they lose by a field goal. I win by the hook. Give me Clemson plus 3.5. And then, you know, I hate to do it, but I got to go against my buddy Draven. Give me Oregon plus 1.5.
So I got two.
Give me Oregon plus 1.5. I know Oregon has failed to cover 6 straight conference games. Usually they're favored in those games. I know they're 1-5 against the spread this season. They were favored in those games. They're not favored in this one. And Oregon is 5-1 against the spread since 2018, which is Mario Cristobal's first season. 5-1 when the spread is between 3 points either way. They win close games. When it seems to be a coin flip, they come out either on top or losing close enough. On the flip side, UCLA, 3-8 versus the number, a.k.a. against the spread as a home favorite under Chip Kelly, and they've lost 10 straight outright versus ranked opponents. That goes back a decade. You can back UCLA if you want. I ain't. Dumb. Give me Oregon.
Also, kind of, are you done with your picks? Yeah, or you got more?
I mean, I guess I'm done. If you're making me done, what do you got?
Well, I was just going to say Cam had the under in this game, but the total's gone under 5 of the last 5 Oregon road games and 5 of the last 5 Oregon road games against UCLA, and it's 60.5, so I kind of like that too.
Okay. Make my lock Northwestern.
Okay.
I'll take all those points. Actually, take that back. Make my lock me under in the Army game.
Okay.
You do not want to make your lock Northwestern. They're terrible.
Can I have 2 locks?
No.
Can I have 5 locks? Because all 5 of those are going to win. At least 4-1. My pick's head-to-head versus your pick's head-to-head. Mine's going to win.
You want to put that on the board?
Yeah.
Northwestern is bad.
I don't care. I said I'm not going to feel... did you not hear anything I said?
Didn't they lose
to
Duke?
Were you listening?
Did they lose to Duke or did they beat Duke?
Did you have ears?
Northwestern?
Yeah.
I don't know, but they lost to Nebraska 56-7.
Oh, wow.
They lost to Nebraska 56
to 7.
I mean,
it's not the trends. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. You guys, that's why you guys
are winning. Back up what you
football.
Have. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's fine. Yeah, you're the expert here. You're the expert.
Just follow the trends in college football, boys. Yeah. I know some of you guys had any numbers to go along with anything. You guys just going by gut and what happened last week. UCLA won me money last week. I'm going to let them win me money again this week.
I brought some stats.
Every time you make a pick, it's what happened the week before. That's the only thing you're making picks off of.
I brought some stats. I said Oregon was bad against the spread in Pac-12 games.
Yeah, this year, but they're always favored by like 10 or 17.
Well, you know what? Sometimes the trends don't always go your way there, buddy.
Not always, but about 66% of the time they have so far this year. For me, at least.
Yeah. Better watch it, man.
I can Oklahoma
better
State
watch
pick.
It.
I don't like any of my teams, honestly. The Oklahoma State game feels like a sucker bet. Northwestern is god-awful. Oregon has been disappointing. Clemson doesn't have an offense. And, like, I don't know much about Wake Forest. I mean, I know they scored a lot of points, and I'm taking the under, but I'll trust Army. But those are my picks. Take them. Don't parlay them because I doubt I'll go 5-0, but 4-1. Feeling good about 4-1.
Oklahoma State's 8-1 straight up. His last nine games against Iowa State.
Pretty That's good. What I said. Gundy 10-3 yeah. against him. Gundy doesn't lose to Iowa State. I'm not worried about that. I feel like, was it last year there was a sweat, though? I feel like the Oklahoma State, maybe it was 2 years ago, the Oklahoma State-Iowa State game. I think they got a backdoor cover at the end of that one, I think. For some reason, I remember sweating that out. Damn degenerate. Now we're at that weird time where we can't really take a commercial break.
Yeah. I really like this Memphis game tonight.
Because Draven spent 8 minutes trying to weasel his way out of a punishment that he agreed upon. That's been discussed.
It's been discussed for weeks.
I never agreed on Friday night.
No, that is such a lie, Draven.
How?
We explicitly said, as soon as you get off work on Friday night, which you don't even have work now, we said we could start at 11 o'clock,
so
and you'd be here all day on Saturday, all day on Sunday, and then you're out.
I'm coming at midnight.
Three and out shows up on Monday.
You got to keep your mic a little bit lower, buddy, over there. That producer mic's really loud. You've been blowing people's ears out on the podcast. Like, it's bad.
Calm down over there, Hayden.
You get him fired up.
I know.
You get him fired up.
Yelling at me.
He forgets to look at the little red thing. He's like hitting the red thing over there. He's forgetting to look at it.
These lights are out over here, so it's hard to see.
It's fine. I understand. But yes, you are correct. Draven did agree to all this. And then we told him, go home and take a shower, you know, after work. So 11:30 is fine with me.
It's probably going to be later.
How much later?
What are you going to do tonight, Draven?
I wouldn't get off work until midnight tonight.
So
12:30 I might show up.
What time are you coming?
Like 12:30 maybe.
Okay, that's fine.
FaceTime us.
12:30 maybe, he says.
Well, I'll shoot you guys a text.
Just be here by 3 o'clock in the morning. How's that sound?
Okay.
Just be here by 3 o'clock in the morning.
I have to sleep here? What happens if he doesn't do it?
Yeah, you have to sleep here.
Yeah, we said air mattress. You said you bring one.
He's not bringing anything. He's not coming.
An air mattress, man.
If you'd have told me, I could have brought you an air mattress. I have
Draven,
one.
Draven, you said a few weeks ago that you were going to bring your own air mattress. You said
We've
that. You said
about
I've got
times.
One.
We said you could not go
you
to the Tennessee game.
You guys did not bring
game.
It up all the week, but though, by the way. Just saying. You guys didn't bring it up all week.
I didn't know we had to.
Yeah.
It had been agreed upon.
Weeks ago.
You wouldn't be very good in a relationship.
You got right.
Your girlfriend would tell you something about something a month in advance. Put this on your calendar, remember it, and then you don't hear any type of...
I just don't want to stay here, man. I really don't.
That's why it's a punishment.
I still...
If it was fun, it would be a reward, and you don't get reward.
I've just done so many punishments, I'm about sick of it.
Well, how about you be better about your face? How about you quit?
What have you done?
Oh, I don't know. Ate Vegemite. Ate really spicy jerky.
So many. So
I had to listen to you yell at me all the time.
So you've ate two things, and that's your so many punishments.
And you didn't even finish the first one, so.
I'm tired of hearing you bloviate about this and talk about how it's not fair whenever this has all been
bloviate.
Laid out. Yeah.
The hell does that mean?
Look it up.
I don't know how to spell it.
Talk at length.
Talk at length.
An inflated or empty way.
Yeah. Did you look that up on your computer? Did you have to use that one?
Well, you told me that. You asked what it meant. I was giving you the definition.
Okay.
That's what you do with your sports predictions. You bloviate, and you're always so confident, and everyone else is so dumb, and John, I just don't care.
What is this punishment even for? Is this for...
It's still from, like, your board bets and stuff.
From a year ago?
You haven't paid them off!
I feel like after a year, it should get nullified.
No, it should get, like, multiplied.
So what's going to happen when he doesn't come in this weekend? What are we
going to do? Beat his ass?
Like, I'd like to see you guys try.
Like, what are we going
to
do?
Come on, Hayden. Let's go.
Maybe that's it. Like, maybe Hayden and you fight. Maybe that's it. If you beat Hayden up, you don't have to stay here this weekend.
I couldn't do it to the poor kid, man. I couldn't do it.
Show up.
I couldn't hurt him.
Then show up.
That cute little face.
This all could have been avoided had you just got tethered with Hayden all weekend.
I tried my hardest.
Oh, yeah, you tried. You really tried.
I really tried.
Yeah, he really tried.
Don't you owe a punishment too, Hayden?
No.
No.
What do you... Oh, yeah. Don't talk about it.
I mean...
I think he got a little pleasure out of it. I mean, drinking his own pee. That was weird. Be honest, have you done it since then?
No. It was some training to actually get it done. Like a whole week's worth of just chugging water. I don't even know what...
And here,
I mean, I drank like 10 bottles of water in that one day. It was the worst punishment than even the drinking part.
And here, Draven.
There's no commitment. That's all you can say.
As you train for a week, Draven hasn't even been bothered to get an air mattress or a blanket.
Doesn't even have to do anything. All he has to do is sit here.
Just sit here and be.
You can help on voluntary reaction. I'm sure they'd love that.
Are you coming or not? Tell the audience.
Yes.
You have to be a man of your word.
Yes.
He's not. Hour two in the books. Hour three. It's not funny. But we can't, like, really punish him. What do? We just beat his ass? I mean,
we should tie him up. Get some free shots on him.
Get bars of soap, like Full Metal Jacket, and just start hitting
him in the ribs. Come on, man.
Kick off hour three with headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.